It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT, this is a huge weekend for the New York football teams as well. You got your Jets Sunday night with Devontae Adams against the Steelers, and then the Giants getting things started Sunday at 1. And I know it's going to be, you know, look, Giants have to actually beat the Eagles, so there's a lot there. But also Saquon Barkley, the return. And there's been some talk. Barkley himself says he doesn't expect to get booed. I think he's getting booed out of the building.
He's going
to
get absolutely destroyed, which is a shame because he's an outstanding human being.
And but with sports fans, like...
Yeah, he wanted to stay. He made a business decision. Giants made a business decision based on where they are as a franchise. And, you know, not overvaluing that position like Gettleman did and not basically doubling down on that mistake. And I think the Giants did the right thing. And I think that Saquon Barkley did the right thing. And you know, I'm never going to tell the fan what to do unless they're throwing stuff or, like, you know, bordering on criminality, which Giant fans won't. Do what you got to do. Just comport yourself properly, and I expect that you will. But what I would probably do, like, if I'm a crazy devout Giants fan, oh, God, it's the Eagles, so it's so different. That's what complicates. If it's like the Cardinals roll in or the Titans, I mean, God, you hate them. I was going to say... You give him a little bit of an applause and a reaction at the outset, and then he's the enemy, and then you boo vociferously. But because he's got those little wings on his helmet, I don't even know if you could do that.
And the way that it went down. And now, I'm not blaming Barkley either. They're going to boo the pants off him, as they should.
Yeah, you can't even cheer him at all now that I think about that.
Now,
you can't.
Now, I don't think it's ever... like a personal thing. I know some fans maybe go over the edge a little. Like
maybe
the worst that I remember seeing was the Islander fans with Tavares.
That was bad when he went to Toronto. The kid was sleeping in pajamas and a blanket with the Toronto Maple Leafs logo on it.
When he came back to wherever it was, Barclays or the Coliseum at the time.
I think it was still Barclays. But wasn't it because he told management that he was going to stay and they weren't able to trade him and get a lot for him?
Whatever.
By the way, I agree with. And I'm almost 100, and I'm not a huge hockey, but I'm 100%, 99% I'm right about that. That the ire, of course you're crushed that he left. He was amazing. But he lied to management, and management could have got a king's ransom for him because he's a young star.
Okay, so I understand the vitriol, but still, they went over the top nastiness against Tavares. So I don't think you're going to get that level of disdain and hate. As you said, Barkley is everything you could want in a franchise, aside from the fact that he plays the running back position, which is not a position of great value, but a face of the franchise. What a great kid, a great head on his shoulders, leader, terrific athlete, clearly. But he's now a Philadelphia Eagle. And I also think some of his attitude along the way and the way that he said things, I don't think he's meant it in a harmful way, but Giant fans take it personally. And he's a freaking Eagle, and the Eagle fans have talked smack, plus Barkley going nuts to start the season when he didn't really do much here anyway. Like, there's a lot of layers to this. I think he's getting his pants booed off on Sunday.
You know, the other difference, too, and now that I said it out loud, you're right. I was just trying to walk myself through it, like, acknowledge him early. That's not happening. He's an Eagle. You're right. He's going to get absolutely booed out of the stadium. The difference, though, with Tavares, so... when he comes in, I don't know what Barkley sat for hockey, and it was fairly small. I'm going to say 15,000. There's 15,000 Islander fans at that point. Sunday, there might be 10, 12, 15,000 Eagle fans, which will offset some of the booing for Barkley. It's different in the NFL. Yeah. Like, when Reggie comes to the Garden, it's 19,763 Knick fans. You know, that's just the way it goes. So I maybe some of the venom, some, is drowned out, but he's going to get pounded.
How are you feeling about the Jets going on Sunday now? New weapon, Devontae Adams unleashed.
Emotionally, I'm feeling better by far. I mean, I was just like, come on, man. I can't take it anymore. You heard me on Monday. And you were right. You thought that I would slowly rally.
Yeah. And I know you by now. You're going to regenerate. Here we are Friday at 1.
Yeah. Speaking of, the first episode of the Unkillable podcast will drop Sunday right after the game.
So, okay, brand new.
Brand new, 100%
Odyssey
uncensored.
Family.
Odyssey Family Pod, Unkillable with me.
Perfect name.
Yeah, yeah, it's the only name.
It's going to be dropping post-game.
Right after the game, Sunday night.
Okay, so we look forward to getting your thoughts on that. I just think this is, I need to see them actually do it first. I told you, this is a bad feeling, and it's impossible to predict this, and I certainly am not rooting for this. I think this is the game where Rodgers gets beat up. I don't know how severe, but that defensive line going against the Jets offensive line,
yep.
This will be the game. And wouldn't it be typical if you finally bring in the weapon and Devontae Adams to go with Rodgers, and then Rodgers gets banged up? I don't think this is going to be good for the Jets.
I'm going to disagree, but I'm going to also tell you, I don't know if I'm disagreeing because there's a part of me that has to. Otherwise, why am I even doing the pod? No, yes. I mean, whatever. But the football side of my brain tells me they're going to be in pretty good shape. The Steelers aren't scoring. I mean, you know, Russell Wilson is not moving like Josh Allen moves and you know, lit up the Jets. He's not throwing like Josh. He's just not. He stinks. And I think they're going to abuse him. They'll get to him. And the Steelers will not put up a lot of points. And, you know, with Downing and the way the Jets ran the ball, and now you throw in Devontae Adams and the chemistry, and now everybody's relegated to a different spot. Now, even if Adams doesn't get the lion's shares of the targets because he's got to learn the playbook and he's got to get up to speed and who knows where his cardio is, hasn't played in a couple of weeks. He's fine, but, you know, I don't know that he goes out there for 55 snaps is what I'm saying. He might, but I don't think he does. But with him and Garrett and now Lazard, as Nick pointed out, now the number three, it's just somebody's going to be open all night. So it's not about calling a Jets win. I'm going to call it this way. Fourth quarter, flip a coin. Jets are up three or down three or up seven or down seven with a chance to win. Now, I also would, if you told me the last three times the Jets played, they would have a chance to win with the ball late.
Which they did.
I would sign up for it every time, right. And they're 0-3. But I do think the Jets play well Sunday night.
We'll give our picks coming up in about 10 minutes or so in the Perfect Parlay pick segment. Hoff has the Mets lineup for game five.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Is it a little different?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
A lot different?
I think there's some question marks here.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe
all
for
right.
you. Go
so,
ahead.
Leadoff, which I said all season long, should have been always the leadoff, Francisco Lindor.
Right, okay. Here we go.
Bat number two.
Going to write this down?
I got it, yeah.
Bat number two.
It's not going to be Vientos.
Come on, pick up the energy.
I like this. I'm slow. No,
okay.
Do this slow. I like this.
Do you have a guess?
It's not Vientos.
Brandon Nimmo.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. I don't know if I love that, but go ahead.
Right, already started.
Don't like it.
Vientos third?
Batting third is Vientos.
I like that.
Pete Alonso fourth.
I mean, I don't love it, but you have to.
I don't like that either, but there's no choice.
Yeah, no choices there.
The DH.
Winker five.
Winker.
Let's go. I like that. I said that. Good. Agreed. Next.
Right field, Starling Marte.
He's keeping Marte.
Okay.
Center field, Taylor.
It's got to be Taylor. Okay. Yeah.
Second base.
Yeah, Bader. Hold on.
Now we got to. I think it's.
I'm going to go McNeil.
I'm going to go Iglesias.
It's McNeil.
It is McNeil. You got your wish, Sal.
It's not even my wish.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, great. They're down 3-1, and now you're making changes. Like, where was this a day ago?
Yeah, I know.
If they're going to do it, right? Like, if you're going to take Iglesias out of the lineup, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yep.
Why wait till now?
Well, maybe.
They like the matchups. That's why.
Well, the reverse splits told you that's what you should do last night.
But BT.
With Yamamoto.
But yes, but anybody could figure that out. What's been great about Mendoza is he's used his gut.
Mm.
And we said it yesterday. One of the things the Mets haven't done is hold guys accountable in this series, which again goes back to the decision making. Why did something. They did it so well all year long. They've been a very smart team. They've been a team that's held guys accountable. And yet, in this postseason, specifically this series against the Dodgers, it's not, we're going to go down with the guys who got us here. So J.D. Martinez has run out there. Iglesias has run out there.
I don't think J.D. Martinez really helped get you there, though. Like, not compared to Iglesias.
Why is he in a lineup?
Hey, you know what, though? He's sitting. So, all right, there you go. Get your decision.
Alvarez, obviously.
And then Alvarez be out of play.
Yeah, no, that's
okay.
So since we dissected each move gun.
Like, what's wrong with you?
What?
You sound like you're beaten down. Like,
I don't think Nimmo should be playing.
Betting second is Nimmo.
Whoa, Nimmo's hurt.
Vientos is
Nimmo
third.
Can't run. Do you see him? He's terrible
Alonso.
Right now. Does Nimmo get DH? Nimmo doesn't get me excited. McNeil's a little too late for it. Tyrod Taylor is fine, but he's fine.
You like Bader, but Bader stinks.
But so does Taylor.
No, Taylor's a winning player. Bader's done nothing. He had his chance yesterday.
No,
what'd he do?
So far in this round of the playoffs, nobody has hit. Not a soul. So it doesn't make a difference who
you throw
up
there.
Yeah, Lindor's hit too. Okay. He had a couple more hits last night.
That's it. Vientos, he's got 12 RBIs. He's basically the whole team. That doesn't count. I need somebody else.
Nimmo did have, I thought he had an awful at bat yesterday with the bases loaded.
Horrendous. When he grounded into double play, told me?
Yeah, he ended up beating it out. But people focused on social media, everybody's like, Oh, what great hustle from Nimmo. look, guys, he had an awful at bat. Like, that's great that he's playing with plantar fasciitis and he busted it down the line. I'd hope so. You're in the lineup. It's game four of the NLCS. If you're not running hard to beat out a double play, you've got problems. I don't care how busted his foot is. Yeah. Number two, he wouldn't have been in that spot in the first place if he put together a quality at bat. Nimmo usually has a great eye. He was check swinging the balls out of the strike zone. What are you doing? It's a chance to get back in a game there.
I was stunned that he actually, and they did review it and reverse it. Obviously, they didn't know if it was at second or first, and they got it right. You guys know what happened. But he looked so different running down the line compared to trying to cut off Betts' ball in the outfield. Like, he looked like, honestly, trying to get that ball in the outfield, he looked like an older, you know, like a 40-something-year-old, you know, weekend warrior playing softball, trying not to pull an Achilles or rupture an Achilles or pull the quad. And then when he was getting down the first baseline, I'm not going to guarantee that he was under 4 seconds, which is a great benchmark for speed. But if he wasn't slightly under it, he was right at it. Like, he was busting hump. He was moving.
You know what I think about this lineup?
It stinks.
I think they're scoring runs today. I think they're getting a flyer.
Wow, look at you guys. Totally. Let's flush this out. Two different things.
You were positive, Pete. What happened?
It's pessimistic right now.
That was pessimistic, Pete.
Yeah.
Putrid, Pete.
Positive Pete is coming up at 5:08. Right now, this is pessimistic. Here's the thing is, if you want to put McNeil in the lineup, you could do that. Have him play left field. I don't trust Nimmo to get to a freaking ball.
I don't either. I agree with how
I know, but you need his
back. You're playing Iglesias every day. The defense right now is now worse than it was. Because you're playing Taylor because you love his defense. Well, what is Nimmo doing out there on left field? He's not. He's hobbling around. McNeil's not a good second baseman compared to Jose Iglesias. What are we doing?
I think McNeil will be fine defensively.
McNeil will catch the baseball. He'll catch it.
By the way, Iglesias booted one the other day. That was the biggest sign of... And it cost the Mets because they had Manaea have to work harder, take him out of the game, tax the bullpen. Even in that game that they won, they still drive you nuts. Taylor's in there because of the offense. This is a lineup that they're putting together saying, we need to score runs. If it needs to sacrifice a little defense, so be it. We've got to score runs. That's the only way to
Well, hold on. If that's the mindset, and I know that it is, then and if they're not doing it, it's a moot point, but... If you're really looking to inject offense, here's the thought. How about you sit down Bader and Taylor because they both can't hit, and you run out of Cunha, who could? How about that?
That's an extreme, though.
Extreme?
Yeah.
I know it's a quick reaction to a small sample, but who's more likely to run into a bomb? Acuna. Who's more likely to steal the base? Acuna.
Right.
Who's more likely to hit a missile, one-hop gapper? Acuna.
I mean,
he's got life in his hands.
The only reason why I say extreme, remember, we did the lineup yesterday. I would have had Acuna in there yesterday. So it's not having him in. It's extreme because in this case, where would you put him? You want to take Taylor and Bader out?
I'd say Taylor at this point. Taylor, come on.
Yeah, but Taylor's a winning player. You're going to put Acuna in center? That's my issue. Now, I know they said he could play. They said he could play there.
I would.
He hasn't played there. It's game five of the NLCS.
I understand
that. You're going to play Acuna in center?
I do think that Taylor's a winning player. I mean, but you're not winning. Yeah. You know, and it's not like these games are 3-2 and 5-4-7-6 where... His winning DNA, which I think he's got some of, no doubt. The catch the other day was sick.
Big hit in game two.
But if you're losing 10-0 or 10-2 or not, like you got to narrow the gap. Like those, the DNA of winning matters, but it matters more when it's a tightly contested game. And to me, running out three or four guys who can't hit ain't gonna make it a tightly contested game.
Yeah,
Acuna could run into one.
I could argue then I'd rather have Acuna in the lineup than Winker or McNeil. I mean, that would...
I can make that argument, too.
And the reason why they're not doing it today is because the lefty-righty split.
Well,
Acuna should have been in there yesterday.
We said that.
Jolt. And I would have benched Iglesias. Now they're benching Iglesias, but for McNeil.
And you said that, and I disagreed, and I probably would have still run Iglesias out there today. Although, I got to be honest, watching him last night... I'm like, you know what? I was thinking about what we were saying on the show, and I certainly believe what I said yesterday. But, you know, now you got to win a game. You got to try to make... I got no problem with McNeil playing second base, but I got a problem with you. Because the way... Here's what you're missing.
Yeah.
The way Hoff delivered the lineup was theatrical.
No, what he, it wasn't.
Yes, he
won.
What he was, first of all.
I'm fine with the pausing beat. It was like,
well, what he was doing, Sal.
It was like Eeyore.
Oh, it's Winger and D.H.
He was wearing two hats. He was wearing his producer hat, which he wears every day, but he was also wearing his host hat because he knows that you and I were going to want to dissect each. So if he's like Lindor, Nemo, Vientos, Alonso, there's no room to jump in. He was just being smart.
That wasn't my issue. My issue was the energy. It was just like I'm excited.
We got the energy.
Lindor, then it's Nemo.
Next time you read the freaking lineup.
Yeah, exactly.
You wasn't, it wasn't Vientos. One to get
there was nothing, tell him to go scratch.
There was nothing about that lineup that Taylor's made me jump center. Out of my sneakers, okay?
Taylor.
See, you're down, but you're usually a positive Pete. What happened?
We got beat 3 games out of 4 so far by almost 10 runs. That's what happened.
I like pessimistic Pete. I like positive Pete.
Better positive Tommy?
Yeah. Oh. Pessimistic like Pete, by the way, has been the MO for most of my lifetime as a Met fan.
Don't give up now.
Up until Steve Cohen. So, listen, I'm allowed to have my moments.
Don't give up
but
now.
But not now. No, you can't have the moment now.
I said 5:08. I'm going to be back to being positive.
No, you don't like, come on. This is the time for good energy.
This guy was telling us February 12th pitchers and catchers that the Mets are going to be a playoff team.
I was right.
I'm saying, but you can't do it now where you change who you are. And by the way, when are you hosting this weekend?
I'm on after the Yankees. So once the Yankees are done with the Guardians,
get to celebrate World Series.
We'll talk about the Yankees and the Mets moving on to LA.
Yeah, we'll hear the open from the Yankees won. The Mets.
He's not
lost.
Like that.
The season's
on the
air.
Pop, get in here and kick his ass.
Yeah, I know.
Just light him up. Let's go.
All the time. He's great.
Yeah, when we come
Thank
back,
you, Alex.
Pick up the energy.
Stop kissing his ass. You're working today. You're already here.
When we come back, it'll be the perfect parlay pick segment week 7. We'll get your calls in as well before we say goodbye.
It's the BT and Sal football picks brought to you by ELEC 825, building our future, and by London menswear brand Charles Turwood. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
Perfect Parlay Pick Segment week 7. Both BT and I cashed our 2-team parlays last week. We've hit multiple now on the season. Hoff fell just short of cashing, I think, a 3-team parlay.
Oh, just short.
No points for coming close. Now, where there was a difference, BT, you and I, Hoff and I both had the who the hell did the Jets lose to?
Bills. The Bills.
Well, Hoff and I both had the Bills on Monday night. You went with the Jets.
Of course.
5 points right there. So, I am in front right now, 75 points on the year. You're second with 60. Hoff is in third with 45, certainly in striking distance.
He is.
Remember, we get the 2 teams, 25, 3-team, 50-point, 4-team, 100-point, and 5 points for picking the correct winner, money line, no spread, for the Jets and the Giants game each week. BT, what do you got week 7?
Well, give me some music, and here we go. Let's roll. I got some winners, is what I got. We'll see if you got them. I also have something a little different. Been banging these doubles in. Going for a little trio today.
I like it.
A little triplet time. I feel a little, we got a few shots at the range. Now it's time to let the big dog eat at the tee. We're going for 3. Number 1. Now, I haven't done the over-under in a while, and I really thought about doing it here. I'm like, boy, the over-under, the Bills and the Titans. Bills, by the way, as much as we talk about Devontae Adams coming to the Jets. Oh, yeah, by the way, they got Amari Cooper. I mean, that kind of slid under the radar. Geez, so I was going to take the over, but I'm like, this is the kind of game where I don't think the Titans will do enough to maybe meet the number to push it over, and I was thinking over, so I'm not going to do that, but what I am going to do is lay some serious wood. I think the Bills destroy the Titans. I don't think the Bills are great, but I do think they rattle them this game early. I mean, their quarterback situation's a mess with Tennessee. Bills -8.5 over the visiting Tennessee Titans. All right, number 2. I am going to take an over-under here, Sal. Seattle's at your Falcons.
Yes.
A lot of weapons here, both teams, good receivers, good quarterbacks, some points. The number's pretty high, 51.5. Now, Seattle's just trying to get up the schneid. I believe they've lost 3 straight games after a very good start. I don't really care. I'd like to see you be happy, so I guess I care if Seattle loses. That would mean the Falcons win. I don't care if you're happy. I'm going to take the over. The over is 51.5, and I'm going to take it in the Seattle and the Falcons matchup. So, there you go. The second one, number 3. I can't help myself. I just can't.
No.
I can't help myself.
No.
I am. I know. Yes. I can easily just give you like the Jets and the Giants and the 5 points and see. No, I got to push it like I always push it. Hey, it's called karma and synergy here. We're going to launch the unkillable pod on Sunday night. Do you think, although I'm sure it will be a lot more entertaining after a loss, but I believe in launching with a win. So I'm going to take the Jets, laying two. Ah, 2-point favorites at a place they don't often win at. Steelers ain't good. If the Jets just play a little more buttoned up, which they will win potentially going away.
Ooh.
So, in summation, Sally boy, Bills minus 8.5 over the Tennessee Titans, number one. Number two, check this. Seattle the Falcons over 51 and a hook. And my Jetsies, unkillable still, minus two, Sunday night. Big stage in Pittsburgh. Hoff, what do you got?
What can make me feel this way?
Listen, positive Pete is back already.
Oh,
it's only
gone
for like 20 minutes. All right, cool.
I, you do a great job with the music. Every week he's got it. Good. Remember the Wheel of the Champions?
What's the theme behind that? Was good. What's the theme behind this
Lindor.
One?
Lindor.
Yeah, we're going back to L.A.
Oh, going back to L.A. Okay,
that's
right.
That's all it is. I mean, come on. Listen, let's go to these picks here. I have two. I'm doing a twofer. I want to catch up to you guys. I'm not that far behind BT, even though I've lost a couple little bit. But
he's still in third place. Just
I know.
For, you know,
I'm starting to pull away from
that's
you,
why I'm trying to catch up. Shut up. I am going to Atlanta to start it off. Seattle sucks. Their offense is no good. Mm. They keep on putting up teams keep on putting up a ton of points on them. Atlanta, I think, has really clicked. Kirk Cousins has been doing a fantastic job. I don't think Seattle will score a little bit. They're just not going to score enough to keep up with it. Atlanta minus three. I'm taking it all day. Atlanta minus three versus Seattle. And then I'm going with my boys. They screwed me last week a little bit, but I love Washington week to week. Their schedule's perfect. They're going to Carolina Panthers are dog you know what.
Right.
I know it's a high number, minus eight. They're going to win by 16. So Washington minus eight versus Carolina. Those are my two.
So just a two-teamer. Hop trying to keep the chains moving here so you can get back on the board.
I'll see you guys next week.
All right. For me, BT, I'm going to join you and say that I've been running the ball effectively. Time to start throwing the ball down the field. Give me a three-team parlay here.
I like it.
I'm going to start with the San Francisco 49ers. I like the Niners at home here. Line wouldn't make sense. Niners haven't been very good. Actually blowing games to the Cardinals. Niners getting beat. Haven't looked good at all. And the Chiefs have looked like the Chiefs. Give me the Niners a little revenge here. As much revenge as you could get in the regular season on a team that beat you in the Super Bowl. Niners are going to be hungry. I think they play a better game here. They get up for the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are due to lose a game. Give me San Francisco minus two. That's number one. Number two, I like the Lions. I believe the Lions are significantly better than Minnesota. So while the Vikings have been terrific this year, coming off the bye, whatever it may be, I don't believe in Minnesota to the level that I believe in Detroit. I know they're on the road, Detroit, but they are tough. Campbell has his team playing hard. They're starting to really gel. I love the Lions and Jared Goff. People trying to write him off. Now, the Lions are too good in the trenches. They have weapons. Give me Detroit to beat Minnesota. On the road in Mini, Detroit getting a point half. I think they're going to win the game. Third game, I'm keeping it here. We go to MetLife Stadium. I love Big Blue. This is the payback game. Giant fans, you've been waiting this for a while. It's time to beat the Eagles. It's time to beat the Eagles. It's going to be the perfect storm for the Giant fan. They get Saquon in the house. They're going to boo the pants off of Saquon. You're going to look at that doofus Sirianni with his new shaved haircut. You're going to be getting on him. He's going to be yelling at you. The Giants are better coached. I believe in Dable. Neighbors is back. So even without Thomas, I still believe Daniel Jones and that Giants offense will do enough. Plus, their defense is just too good. They're getting three? What? Give me Big Blue at home to bury those stinky, nasty birds. Giants will win the game, and I'll take the points. And that does it for my perfect parlay. The Niners minus two. Lions plus 1.5 on the road in Minnesota. Giants getting three at home against Philadelphia. So I'm going to take the Giants BT money line for the extra 5 points. And I'm going to take the Steelers. I got to keep I've been going against the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked them in London. They disappointed me. I picked them straight up against Denver, even though I didn't love that game with the spread, and they disappointed me. I'm going with the Steelers there. I just think the Steelers' defense is going to rough up Aaron Rodgers.
Real fast. Better chance the Mets come back and they pull off a stunning comeback and get to the World Series, or the Jets get a wild card spot?
That's not a fair question.
Why not? It's applicable. Mets are playing. Jets are playing.
Here's what I'm going to say. The Mets have shown me more.
Okay. So is your answer the Mets?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Finally,
I admit there's a little biasness in there, but the Mets have shown me more. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead,
I got you. All right, so I'm obviously going with the Jets. They're minus two. I took them, but I'm going to take the Eagles here.
Wow.
Yeah, and I really do want to take the Giants. I do. God, I do. But, I mean, the Giants play at MetLife. The Giants never score.
Right.
Now, there were a couple things that happened in the last day or so, which doesn't make me feel great about this pick. For, you know, picking against the Giants. Neighbors is back.
Yeah.
Lawrence is practicing.
Yeah. Burns
is practicing. We got that from Nick when we were chatting with him. Basically broke. So the Giants, but without Andrew Thomas on that left side, dude, for a team that can't even score at home with him, and I don't think much of Sirianni or the Eagles. I think Saquon's going to have a day. I think Saquon's going to go bonkers.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I will say
I think he's scoring more than one touchdown.
I will say I'd be a lot more confident, obviously, if Thomas was there, but he's not. I still like the Giants. All right, Hoff, what do you got?
I was either going to go all Jersey, but I decided to go all PA. So I'm going Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Wow, both of you think the Eagles, huh? I'm surprised by that.
They have to beat them before I could trust them.
All right, fair enough. There you have it. Perfect parlay pick segment, week 7, BT and Sal. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, finish up with your calls. I want to hear from both Mets and Yankee fans, how you feeling? Regardless of how rough it was yesterday for both teams for different reasons, you still got league championship series games to be played today. Mets game 5, 5 o'clock. Yankees game 4, later on tonight, 8 o'clock.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Right now on the line, we have the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos.
All right, so Nick, Jets, how are you attacking them from a betting perspective this weekend?
Oh, man, this is like the Brokeback Mountain thing with the Mets. Like, I can't quit them. I love the Jets on Sunday night. And at some point, like, I'm the idiot. Maybe that's just what it is. Monday night was 3 hours of agony with the Jets bet against the Buffalo Bills. Zerline's still kicking.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right?
Yes.
Oh my God. like, how is he still on the roster is what I want to know. I guess, how is that possible?
That is fantastic. I love Costos. By the way, before we get back to the calls here, 888-808-1019, I want to hear from Mets fans, Yankee fans, of course, ahead of their important game today, Mets Game 5, NLCS out at Citi Field at 5 o'clock. You get the Yankees tonight, real series back on here. Yankees kind of need to win this game here, Game 4 tonight at 8 o'clock. There's something happened today, BT, in our show meeting. I don't know if you've noticed this, and I'm surprised Hoff has not brought it up at all today. Hoff, you let this go. It happened. You know what I'm talking about or no?
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
Neither do I.
No, BT wouldn't because I don't think he saw it.
Okay.
But you left Hoff hanging.
I did? Hoff, what, when I walked in the room?
Hoff, you want to acknowledge this now? Because I saw it, and I think you played it off like nobody saw it.
Really?
He tried to.
Well, I do. And Hoff, hold on. I do remember walking in, dapping you up like yes, I always yeah, do, reaching over, giving yeah, you a yeah, high five. Yeah. So, okay, what did I do?
And then at the end of the meeting, as BT normally says, customer, all right, I got to go bleep.
Well, I said I had to go to the bathroom, right. And I did.
And then you did, and then Hoff reached out.
Ooh. Oh, I did, yeah.
You reached out. Well, Hoff, you got to admit it now. I mean, come on, you sat on it.
I didn't even
after BT left, he didn't acknowledge it to me. Like, if you left, you'd be like, oh, BT left me hanging. Didn't even say it. You sat on it for 4+ hours.
You want to know why? Because I've been getting that a lot lately. I've been getting the cold shoulder.
Me?
Not just from you. Like, Olive the other day just totally just pushed me aside.
Really?
I'm actually real pissed.
That's
by
probably
that.
More disconcerting than me leaving you hanging since he's the boss.
BT right. didn't see it, legit. If the boss is not.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Yeah,
you're lucky I didn't dap you up after I got back from the bathroom.
Exactly. I was going to say, when are you reaching out to dap him? Like, I got to go take a...
That is awkward, though. Sometimes that's happened to me. Like, you got the hand out and you just... did anybody see that?
Yeah.
I've done it.
But it was funny because I was looking directly at Hoff. I saw him extend his fist to you.
Oh, my bad.
You walked away, and then he kind of slowly like pulled it back.
Withdrew it
in defeat.
Slowly pulled it back in defeat, but kept a smile on his face. And like, did you not think I saw it? I was looking right at you. You didn't think I was going to bring it up?
In that situation, you hope no one sees it. That's the one thing you don't want. You don't want anyone to recognize it. It didn't happen. It's all
now, good. I got one for you. Yeah. That is funny. What's worse, actually? When you get left hanging, or you go in for a handshake with somebody that you know but don't know incredibly well, and you do two different hands. Now, I don't mean the gentleman, how are you, nice to meet you, business
the
handshake.
Stick shift, right?
I mean, like, you know, the half hug, the half whatever. Yeah. And you're not in sync, and it's like, well, that was awkward.
You know what I don't like? Like, if I don't do the handshake properly, like somebody grabs my fingers as opposed to the whole hand.
That drives me insane. I go back for another one.
Yeah, I've done that before.
My dad, you know, I don't have massive hands. I've got probably slightly above average hands, right? But nothing crazy.
Right.
Not like meat hooks, but certainly not small. Yeah. For sure. And I get that out there. Anyway, so my dad taught me how to shake a hand properly, and I do the same thing with my son and my daughter too.
There's a way to do it?
Well, you got to look somebody in the eye. Right. You want to, you know, not that you want to establish power, but in a power position, there's generally
confidence.
Like one pump there. There's a couple of ways to do it.
Okay, but here's the issue. Like, so I think I do that too, but then it's like if I look somebody in the eye, now I'm taking my eyes off the hand, and then like I extend my hand, but maybe I'm not extending it enough.
They get part of it, and you feel like a wuss. That's the most helpless feeling.
Yeah, I feel like a weakling.
I go back for another one.
And how do you do that?
Now, it depends who it is. Like, I mean, it's probably only happened like three or four times where it's like, oh, God, that was gross. Man. Yeah.
Come on, we need another one, bro.
This is unacceptable. I got to come back. I got to come correct. Like, if it's happened four times, three times, I laughed it off and I was like, oh, my God, you know, I don't know. What time are you? Oh, dude, I hurt my finger. I jammed my finger. I'll make up an excuse. You can't go out with a limp handshake. That is, as a man, that is unacceptable.
Do you go with a little extra squeeze, though? Like, sometimes you go and you want to show a little more power, so you give a little extra squeeze to the handshake.
Out of respect, not as a flex, like, oh, I'm stronger than you, but just out of, like, but definitely not like that.
It's almost like tapping an ass, right? You're just like, oh, you squeeze a little harder.
Well, it depends. Like, I mean, whose ass are we tap? There's, like, the dugout ass tap, and then there's, you know.
What kind of show is this?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who gives great handshakes.
I like this version.
Like, I'm just thinking. Terry Collins, I remember giving him, like, after a show.
Strong.
Which feels weird, too, because, like, it's after a show, just like it was after a game.
Sure,
everybody's hand. I'm like, it's great. I get to shake TC. Very strong.
Overpowered you?
Good eye contact. No.
Oh, good.
Like, good eye contact. He knows how to do it. But all the time, maybe it's me, but there are times where it's like, I give the dead fish kind of, I don't do it, but the wrong part of my hand is grabbed.
Do you have small hands? It's got to be asked
it's
here.
Not, it's not big, but still like go all the way in.
You have to. That's anyway. You got to go in. It's not just hands, like you actually...
I think that's what I do.
There's
I don't
an angle to it. Yeah. There's an angle
But the fist pump should erase all this stuff, which is why I like that. Like, give me the fist pump. That's it.
Well, I don't mean the fist pump's easy. Yeah. And if you miss, like, it's impossible to mess up the fist pump. Now, right. I mean, unless you have zero coordination.
Or if you don't
I'm talking about yeah. where it's like, yeah. and I know not all of you can see yeah. this, where it's like this. Yeah. And then it's a hug, but
know,
if you
okay.
get, and then they try to twist it. And
the
get
bro hug.
It.
The bro
right?
hug. Yeah, I know. You
yeah.
get caught in between.
The bro hug is so much easier than anything else these days.
Anyway, you left Hoff hanging, and I can see the defeat in Hoff's face. After a productive meeting, he was just sitting there pulling his fist back, hoping that I didn't see it. But
real quick, though. I know we want this real fast. Off the handshake. So remember Stephen A's show, quite frankly, back in the day when he was just becoming a star? I was a guest on it. I think it was Shaq or... Iverson was supposed to go there, and they couldn't go on. So he's like, dude, I need you on my show. It was me and Chipper Jones bringing the D-list for me, right? I'm like, yeah, I got you. Now, we were working together, and we had our handshake. I'm like, telling you right now, because it's a live studio audience. Yeah. I said, if when I come out there and you introduce me and you give me a different handshake and you make me look like the white guy who's got no flow, it's over. I'm like, do the handshake that we always do. He's like, I got you, brother.
Did it right?
It worked, of course. But like the handshake... If it's not done, like either, you know, like the dead fish, which is just, that's the worst. Even when women shake hands like that, it's uncomfortable. You got to shake the hand. I teach my daughter, shake your hand like a woman of strength, you know.
Right.
But when the handshake gets broken, it's the worst. It's hard to recover from sometimes.
It's demoralizing. And they're trying to pick up. Maybe that's why Hoff delivered that lineup so depressingly. Chris is in Belleville, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I wanted to say something about the lineup tonight for the Yankees, but first, last night, like, if the Ghost Runner is not going to be important enough for the playoffs, like, just get rid of the damn thing altogether.
Well, you can't, though. I mean, I'm not saying that you can do whatever you want, but listen, you know the reason, Chris. I'll let you give you your lineup take in a second.
Yep.
It's just for timing purposes. It's for the preservation of arms over the course of 162 and 6 months during the season. I mean, it really just comes down to trying to keep guys healthy and safe and because they have big money contracts. That's it. So that's why they get rid of it. That's it.
Okay. All right, my two quick points on the lineup tonight. Number one, I'd love to see them, at least for one game, they won't do it, to sit Jazz Chisholm, put Cabrera in there. To me, he's just so frustrating to watch in the playoffs.
Yep.
Getting picked off and not hitting and his antics otherwise.
Yep.
Also, if Gil doesn't go long tonight, do you see a Nestor Cortez or a Stroman coming in for a long relief tonight?
No, Cortez is out.
Yeah, and Stroman, yes. I would think that they would go with Stroman. Let's get one more MBT.
Nice for the
Chris
call.
Is in Connecticut. Chris?
Gentlemen, how you doing? Pleasure.
Good. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
I love your show. I love the energy you guys bring together.
Thank you.
I actually been trying to get on the last couple of days on any show I could on The Fan because you guys have been touching the money with this Cleveland series, and I don't think they're playing nearly good enough for them to be written into the World Series. Even when they were up 1-0, they went up 2-0. Jeter, A-Rod had him on. You guys had him on. The morning show guys had him in.
I didn't.
You guys...
I did not.
You guys got your ticket punched.
I did not. No. That's not true, Chris. I did never, and thank you for the call. BT did. I never had the Yankees ticket punched. I said the Guardians would play well. I said they would be better than most people thought, even before the series. And obviously, I look like an idiot because the Guardians dropping pop-ups and can't buy a hit. But now, series is back on.
I did say that, and I stand by it. Yanks will be in the World Series, despite last night.
Looking
now, it's going to be a little longer than I thought, and a little more stressed than I want.
But you did say, even though... You said
I didn't think they'd sweep them.
Correct. You did say that.
You asked me yesterday, is it going to be game three or game four that they
you
lose?
Said you didn't know.
And I wasn't sure. I honestly did not have the answer to that. Now, you did ask me at the start of the show, do I have an answer for your Mets? Do I think the Mets are going to win or lose?
What do you got?
I think the Mets win tonight.
Whoa! I like it!
I think the Mets get a win.
We're going out positive!
Going back to L.A. Little California dreaming.
I think so, too, because they've done it all year long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that's the case. I know it doesn't feel great the way that the series has played out so far. I do think the Mets respond here. As for the Yankees...
Of course, you can't grant that.
No, I mean, I don't think the Guardians are on their level.
Think they lose tonight?
I think it's
2-2?
I think we're going to have a game six.
I'll tell you this. I don't think that that's crazy. I think tonight's Yankees-Guardians game is high scoring. You know,
me too.
Gavin
me too.
Williams.
Which favors the Yankees.
They will hit him, and I think it's just unreasonable to expect Luis Gil to be, you know, A-minus Luis Gil. I think we get some runs tonight, but I think the Yankees win.
Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Alex Azar filling in for Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. BT, it's been fun. Enjoy the weekend.
You
see
too,
you Monday,
buddy.
10 o'clock. Either way, Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.